102 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Aki Anastasio, you've just landed from somewhere.
Yes, I was in the UK and I came back via Germany. Mm-hmm. So I just landed now. Came to see you personally.
How was the Thomas weather said, in the UK?
It was actually freezing.
Yeah.
It was actually freezing.
And they say it's spring.
No, but you know, when I arrived, it was like cloudy and it was, you know, it wasn't like our winter freezing, but it was like 20 degrees and you walk around and these guys are talking, "Oi, mate, it's a heat wave. Hey?
I'm roasting. I heard that when I was there.
It's so hot today and it's like 20 degrees. And you think, guys, come to Joburg. We'll show you what's hot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's always so difficult when you leave South Africa and go to a place that's cool. Because right now it's getting chilly here at home, right?
Yes, yes.
So I was in Denmark,
which
is also supposed to be experiencing spring. And I think I'm much warmer at home. I want to go back. I don't mind visiting Europe in July and August when it's really now warm. But when you leave a cold South Africa to go to an even colder place, geez, I just get so depressed.
I don't blame you. But anyway, it's good to be back. I was actually on this the world's biggest cruise ship. And we were sailing from Southampton, and it's quite extraordinary to think that on a ship like that in the middle of the ocean, they were telling us how they get the internet to all the passengers. And they've got this dedicated satellite going up into the sky, and, you know, people on the ship have got constant internet. You're going to pay for it. But the point is that today, whether you're on an airplane, whether you're on a ship in the middle of nowhere, you can get connected and you can be permanently connected and share your information. It's quite extraordinary. So last week was the Google I.O. conference. This is the big developer conference where they invite people from all over the world and, you know, get a sneak preview as to what's happening next. I went a couple of years ago in San Francisco and it's an absolutely fascinating conference. And this year, they gave us a hint of, you know, where they're going. And the interesting thing that I noticed was that they announced a modular phone. And this particular modular phone, when I talk about a modular phone, imagine in the future that you can buy a phone in little pieces like Lego blocks and plug in the things that you like and the things that you want to use. So if you don't use a camera, for example, you know, you don't have to use a camera. You can get a speaker, you can get different sensors. And that's certainly where the world of technology is going, because, you know, these devices are going to start becoming more healthcare devices. So if you're somebody that needs to monitor your blood pressure or check your blood sugar levels, for example, you in the future will be able to get a module that you simply plug in like a Lego block and just build your own phone with the features that you want. And this is one thing that we got a hint of, and it's called Project Ara from Google, and it will be available next year, they say, and you can really customize your handset to the way you like it. And we also get a hint from that from the latest LG phone, the G5, which also is kind of modular because you pull out the battery and you can plug in a camera. So it's got that modular feel about it as well, which I found really interesting. The other interesting things that they announced, and really I've been playing with this they call them a personal assistant. Google announced their messaging app called Allo, which has got a personal assistant built in. But you're going to see more of these Google assistants coming in. And this is almost like a Siri thing. So, you know, your phone can recognize your voice and you can say, "Where are you going?" You know, and take me there, or "What's the temperature in Johannesburg?" I've been playing with a product called the Amazon Echo. And this thing is amazing. It sits inside your house, right? And it's not yet available in South Africa, but you can say, it's called the Alexa, sorry. And the Alexa is the assistant of the Amazon Echo. But you talk to this device and it can hear your voice from around the room. So you can say, "Alexa, play me the Eagles," or "Alexa, play me Earth, Wind and Fire," and the music will start playing. Mm-hmm. "Alexa, please add milk to my diary, to my shopping list." It'll add it to your shopping list. You can ask for weather. You can ask for recipes. So these kind of personal assistants using voice recognition, because the technology has become so good today that the technology is able to understand exactly what you're saying to the device that you're talking to, and that can translate the instructions that you want to give it. So we're certainly moving towards this hands-free society, which is kind of scary, because these assistants are listening to your voice all the time, so they can hear other conversations that you're having as well. Not that anybody's listening on the other side.
Yeah, but right.
Exactly. The security, that's the one thing about the technology that kind of scares me. And, you know, talking about devices and what information
Thomas,
they share.
Thomas, you just admitted that technology scares him. I've been saying this to him for years.
This
and he
kind
says,
of thing
I'll relax
scares me.
You, this,
but,
you, this.
But I trust brands like Amazon. I trust brands like Google. I trust brands like Apple, for example, with my information. But you know, when you download your stuff on your phone, do you know that the apps that you have are monitoring things like your battery life, they're monitoring your movements, etc., which is why they know, which is why Uber knows where you are, because you've given permission to Uber to use your mm-hmm. compass to find out exactly where you are. But I found this interesting. It made the news last week. When your battery phone is running low, okay, Uber knows that your battery phone is running low.
Really?
And they then apparently can do surge pricing, because when your battery's low, you're desperate. You think your phone's going to go off. Let me get this Uber right now. And you're willing to pay anything for them to come to you. And this is something that's this research that's been done, and it's all linked to psychology and that Uber is using this to add more surge pricing. Because your battery's so low, you're desperate, you're going to book that Uber immediately, so you're willing to pay a premium, which I think is quite, cheeky of them, based on knowing what your battery's doing. And then finally, if you're looking for an app and you're worried about data on your phone, and you're worried about your phone chewing too much data, you might want to try getting the Opera Mini browser. It's available on all phones. And what's great about this browser is that it literally works on any phone. It's faster, and it's optimizing the pictures, it optimizes video, and it really does reduce the amount of data that you use compared to other browsers that you use on your phone. So if you're one of those people that, you like me, concerned about how much data you use every month, download Opera Mini, and they reckon that you can save up to 90% of your data costs.
Lerato in Heidelberg, you have a quick question for Aki?
Hi, Aki.
Yeah, Lerato, how's it?
Doing great. I just wanted to actually find out about the Lenovo Tab 3 Yoga.
Yes.
With the projector. When is this coming out in South Africa? Are there any other devices that are similar to it in terms of the projector?
Well,
obviously, in terms of business sense,
it makes sense. Yeah, I'll get in touch with Lenovo. I'm waiting for a review unit of that. The first generation of that came out about a year and a half ago. The next one was announced earlier this year. And what Lerato is talking about is it's a tablet and it's got a projector. So if you want to, for example, watch a movie, you simply put it in front of the wall and you watch the movie and you put on the projector and it's up on the screen. And it's a great little business tool as well. If you're going out and you're doing presentations and there's no projector to plug your device into, you can literally project anything off the device onto a wall. So I'll find out for you, Lerato, and now hopefully we'll have a review unit shortly.
All right. Thank you so very much,
Lerato,
for the call. 20 past 11 o'clock. Thanks so much, Ahmed.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
Darling.
Bye.